You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
It was not the news you were looking for. If you're a fan of the New York Yankees, and I'm sure for many Yankee fans, when you got the notification at around, I don't know, 2:45, 2:55 this afternoon, I know I got the notification I was getting on the train, getting ready to head on over to SNY. It was the sort of news that probably gave you that sense of deja vu. It was the sort of news that basically had you saying, here we go again. Knowing what the Yankees had to deal with last year with the cavalcade of injuries from player after player after player, the hope was going into 2020, history would not be repeating itself. Well, so far, spring training, not what you had in mind. First, it's the news on James Paxton. He won't be ready on opening day. Then it's the news on Aaron Judge, the fact that he's still not swinging a bat. But now you have these sort of earth-shattering type news, the sort of significant news that can have a whole lot of impact on this 2020 season. Luis Severino, who was reported last week, was dealing with discomfort within the forearm. Well, it's announced now that Luis Severino, going under the knife for Tommy John surgery, his 2020 season is over, and you have no idea what to expect out of Luis Severino 2021 and beyond. This is a major blow for the New York Yankees. Is it catastrophic to a point where they can't win a World Series? No. We're not going to go that far. Here were the first thoughts that went through my head as soon as I got this notification. The first being, I feel for Luis Severino. This guy didn't pitch basically at all last year. We know what he was when he was at his very best. Say what you want about Severino and his postseason shortcomings in 2017, getting shellacked by the Minnesota Twins in the wildcard game, or a bad start against the Houston Astros in Game 6, even though we all know what was going on down at Minute Maid Park. Then, of course, in 2018, and the beatdown he took at the hands of the Boston Red Sox. I'm well aware that the postseason track record has not been top-notch by any means for Sevy. However, this is a guy who has shown you in two regular seasons he can be an all-star caliber pitcher. And in 17 and in 2018, the numbers do not lie, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Luis Severino profiled as one of the better pitchers within the American League. So to take that sort of talent out of the Yankee rotation, it's a blow. No ifs, no ands, no buts. It is a blow to not have Severino for the 2020 season. And my hope was that with Severino being slotted down into that number two spot, where he was not going to be looked at and counted on to be the ace of the rotation because of the signing of Gerrit Cole, that would make him, dare I say, that much better. Now the Yankees will not have that lethal, talented right arm ready to rock this year. The second thought that went through my mind, and I guess it kind of put me a little bit more at ease with the overall situation within the rotation. I go back to conversations we had back in November and December about Gerrit Cole, about whether or not the Yankees should, dare I say, go the extra mile to bring this guy in. Well, I'm sure the Yankees were saying as they got this news, thank heavens, Gerrit Cole is a former member of the Houston Astros and is now a current member of the New York Yankees, because that legitimate ace is there atop of your rotation. And there will be now that burden for Gerrit Cole that he's going to have to deal with every time he toes the rubber because of the amount of money he's making, because of the fact that he's coming over from the Astros as this hired gun and as the guy who is profiled in a way as the missing piece, the missing ingredient to get the Yankees to the World Series. But having somebody like Gerrit Cole there makes things a whole lot easier even when you lose somebody as talented as Luis Severino. Here's another thought that went through my head. Remember when a lot of people mocked Luis Severino for taking that four-year, $40 million extension the Yankees gave him, what, at the end of 2018? Right before spring training of last year. A lot of people said, why would you buy out free agent years? Why would you speed up or delay that process, I should say, to becoming a free agent? Well, you see why. Severino now has that guaranteed money. And look, somebody of his talent would make far more than $10 million on the open market. But having that sense of security, good thing for the player. And I guess a very bad thing for the New York Yankees, knowing that they will not get to really reap the benefits of having a talent like that under affordable rate, knowing he's basically MIA in 2019, gone for all of 2020, and who the hell knows what he's going to give you coming off the surgery next year. This duration of the Yankee contract, not saying that Luis Severino can't come back from Tommy John surgery, because we've seen it. We've seen it from plenty of guys over the years. We've seen it here in this town with Zach Wheeler and the way he ultimately was able to bounce back. I'm not coming on the air and telling you that Luis Severino's career is over. But he had a four-year, $40 million contract. 2019, forget it. 2020, forget it. 2021, good chance you don't get a whole lot. And in 2022, I mean, who the hell knows? As these 2020s start to blend together, if you will. But then it leads to the other question. What the Yankee rotation will look like in the absence of Luis Severino and in the short term, the absence of James Paxton. You know Gerrit Cole's the top. You have your proven big game performer in Masahiro Tanaka. He's going to be slotted in as that number two. But you will go into opening day with 3, 4, and 5 that, let's be honest, leave a whole lot to be desired. Imagine if the Yankees traded J-Hap. I can't believe I'm saying this because it was basically written in stone that the minute Gerrit Cole signed, J-Hap was going to be pitching elsewhere. That the Yankees were going to look to free up that salary cap or luxury tax number. And dare I say, allow J-Hap to go somewhere else. Yankees kept them around. And with the injuries they have now dealt with, you're going to be very happy about the fact that somebody with experience, somebody who has navigated this division, is going to be a part of the back end of your rotation. That, to me, is key. But J-Hap is your number three starter? Not ideal. All of a sudden now, Jordan Montgomery takes on a rather significant role. It's amazing. Jordan Montgomery in 17, very young, but very impressive. First month of 2018, you will liken his progress. Tommy John surgery. Missed the remainder of 18, missed all basically of 2019. And now is all systems go for 2020. He's no longer a guy that I look at and say, well, anything you get out of him is gravy. He could be slotted to be that fifth starter type. No. The Yankees will need Jordan Montgomery to hit the ground running. The Yankees will need Jordan Montgomery to be a key contributor this year. I believe in him. I like his stuff. I like his makeup. And I think he has shown already in the Bronx that he's got the moxie, he's got the poise to be able to handle the sort of environments you're going to have to deal with being a New York Yankee. That's all positive. My question is, how do you come back off that surgery? Another year removed, better be ready to go. For the time being, what is the number five spot going to look like? That's anybody's guess. That could be Michael King. It could be Clark Schmidt. It could be Luis Sessa, hide the women and children. It also could lead to the possibility down the line that if the young, highly touted Davey Garcia continues to ascend, continues to look the part in the minor leagues, or has a very impressive spring training, that he can be a guy that all of a sudden is a part of that rotation mix. That'll be decided now in the weeks to come. But anybody who would say, oh, there's no way in the world Davey Garcia will be a part of the 2020 Yankees, I think you got to reevaluate that. If indeed he is performing, he should be ready to go in helping this team. There's one name I've not mentioned, though. And he will not play a role in spring training. And he will not play a role over the course of April or May. But for those who wondered about the future of Domingo Germán, remember, a guy who was one of your more reliable starting pitchers from a year ago. A guy who had some pretty big games, had some pretty big starts, and really came into his own and helped the Yankees out considerably with the absence of Luis Severino. Had his domestic violence issue that cost him the postseason, that cost him a good chunk of this year, and rightfully so, might I add. The Yankees and baseball had no choice to act the way that they did. But if you think we've seen the last of Domingo Germán in Yankee uniform, I would say think again. There are plenty of examples to look at. Roberto Osuna down in Houston. Jose Reyes with the New York Mets. I'm not saying that you're going to crown Domingo Germán as a world-class human being. But if he serves the penalty that was issued by the sport, and he can help the New York Yankees, I would look at him as a guy who, come June or July, would be a part of the Yankee rotation. I do believe, and I kind of felt this way before the injury, now it's only enhanced that much more, we're going to see Domingo Germán again in Yankee pinstripes. Because their goal is to go and win a world championship. I think the Yankees still have the pieces to do so. But losing a pitcher of the caliber of Luis Severino, who was going to be a guy who could profile as a legitimate 1A alongside Gerrit Cole, that is a blow. It is not the sort of blow that says, season over, put the parade on ice. No. I think the Yankees can survive it. But it is going to make their life far more difficult throughout the regular season. It is going to make their life far more difficult in the American League East. And in the postseason, it makes it that much more imperative that somebody like James Paxton gets right, gets back, and can be the 1A between Cole and Tanaka. You're not going to have that guy in Luis Severino. Not the sort of news you want to get in late February. But the Yankees will have to survive, and the depth that we hear so much about, it's going to be tested. What else is new? This becoming par for the course in Yankee land.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.